Eddie.
All right, King. Yeah. Thanks for the catch up. I'm going to let you in.
That dude,
there you go, bro. Yeah, you can just watch the show.
We were at the White Boy Summer 4th.
Right. Nice catching up. Later, Bird Watcher.
Like antagonizing everyone.
Bye.
And Bake Alaska was like, okay, you got to get out of here. Like, you're getting on everybody's nerves. You got to call your mom and get her to pick you up and go home. And then the dude, like, started fake crying and, like, came into my room and was like, I've just been acting
more
out
space.
My dad is dying and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, all right, like, just stop crying. Like, you could stay. Just, like, fucking stop. And then in a second, he was like, okay, haha. Like, the dude's just a fucking nut job. And, well, but, you know, I mean, these people don't. The white knighting is out of control. I love this, like, you're getting people to ruin their lives. That's, like, the biggest cope ever. Number one, it never happens. Like, the one example you give is the guy who's insane. And, you know, we've done, AFPAC had 1,200 people. Was there one person who had a bad experience? No. So, you know, you have 1,200 people, 0% problems. We had AFPAC 2 the year before, 400 people, zero problems, 0%. We did protests. We did Million MAGA March. Has there been one problem? The answer is no. And in fact, I've gotten people jobs. The guy, well, I don't want to dox anybody, but I've gotten people jobs. Well, I don't want to dox my connections. But point being is I've gotten people some pretty good fucking jobs over the years. And I'm always the first person on my show to say, you know, don't put yourself out there. You know, people ask me all the time, should I be a live streamer? I say no. People say, tips on becoming a live streamer? I say, don't. People say, should I red pill my parents? I say, no. You know, be nice to your parents.
Oh, Nick didn't tell me not to become a live streamer.
That's the biggest, like, white knight cope. It's like, because these people aren't doing anything. They're not mobilizing anybody or anything. And anybody that is, they're going to concern troll and say, oh, you know, these poor people. It's like, the world is falling apart. If we don't do something, we're all going to suffer. The idea that, like, no one is going to make sacrifice, no one's going to take risk, or that people don't have the agency to make those decisions for themselves. We're all grown-ups. We're all adults. And as long as you're responsible about it.
Okay, it's music time. You know, if anybody wants to send in a song.
Anyway, so I'm just going off.
$3. But 5 minutes.
I love what a pussy that guy was, too.
Give us some background.
These people,
music.
At the end of the day, who's not only it? Are they wrong, but they're also, like, pussies. I don't mean to be vulgar, but the guy's talking about me for a half hour, ranting about me. I get in there, and the guy immediately, oh, you know, I think you do. I don't really know you. I think you do great work. You're really charismatic, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, really? You know, the one guy's like, no, you weren't. You were talking trash. And the guy wouldn't even admit it. He's like, oh, I said someone else was trash. So that's the non-confrontational thing bothers me the most. You know, have your opinion, but at least, like, you know, have the guts to say it.
Trey wasn't even doxxed because of you. I don't, like, he was doxxed because he was dumb and he had bad OPSEC, no? And it was, like, one of the fallouts after, like, one of the different groomings that he got doxxed. Like, it wasn't at January 6th or whatever the fuck that guy was implying. Like, Trey wasn't at January 6th. So I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Anyone who knows you who has bad things happen in their life, it's your fault specifically.
Yeah, right. That's the standard, apparently. Unreal. Yeah, British.
That guy's more than some random dude, Nick. That Fisher King guy, he's plugged in. He writes articles in their little faggy art zines and is backed. I mean, go check out his follows. All the institutional players are on that guy's nuts. He's full of shit. He's in that space just to slander you to his followers who don't know you.
Real. Real. Well, yeah, and then he's going to take me out. Does he like the voice changer?
yeah, that was hilarious. Now, Bookhead knows. We've been on this guy since, like, what, February? So we know all about him.
Yeah. I like how they mute everybody and I come back. I'm like, hey, you're not even American. And the voice changer. That was fun. I wish they left me unmuted, though. I wanted to debate. But I don't like that.
Yeah, he blocked everybody that came in that space.
Actually?
Yeah, he called you all faggots after he threw you out and said he blocked. Yeah, he's a passive-aggressive, two-faced snake. They're all like that.
That's gay. That's gay AF. Hang on.
Smeagol fan sent $3.
Someone just DM'd me. Here he is embarrassing himself in a space with
black cats. Let's go. Perfect.
Let me pin this. Everyone can take a look. I haven't seen this yet.
Oh, the AF guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a longtime Twitter space troll. I heard him with Trey back all the way back in November. Trey knows that dude. I was talking to Trey in a space the other night, telling him to either step away from that guy or turn him, and he wouldn't do it. But, you know, Trey, everybody's got a fucking Trey story.
Yeah, right. That's funny to hear you say that, because you're more intellectual, I guess. So, yeah. Be everybody.
Yeah, well, I kind of learned to go native to figure out what the whole America First thing was as an audience member myself. So I get that too. Yeah.
Well, I don't really have too much to say. This Cobb guy keeps calling in. He's so on my dick all the time. You know this guy from 1791?
No, I don't know this guy. He's got some kind of a dark MAGA avatar, so he must be a faggot.
Yeah. Do you agree with me that dark MAGA is astroturfed?
Yes.
No, yeah. It's all the populist ink bullshit.
Yeah, because I saw that and, like, I don't think it's the worst, like, concept ever, but it's all the biggest faggots on Twitter with the laser eyes. Like, hey, newsflash, laser eyes haven't been cool for, like, 6 years, you know? Like, I remember laser eyes in the election, the first election, you know?
Yeah, dark mag avatars just mean you drink Claremont piss.
Claremont piss, LOL. Yeah. Piss belongs on the bat book.
Yeah.
I was looking for my copy of it, but I can't find it. I think I threw it out a long time ago. But the dark MAGA thing's fake AF. Yeah, this Cobb guy was simping for that girl, Colpi, the one with the black trans thirster, black Catholic trans thirster. And he's not really. He wasn't really relevant then. He's even less relevant now. I'll bring him in. Why not? Just for fun. I've never talked to this guy before. Hey, you.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Yeah.
So I caught the tail end of that conversation you had there with AF.
Yeah.
I don't know. It didn't look very good.
Oh, really? Yeah, not a good look, sweetie? Not at all. Not a good look for you?
Not a good look. Yikes. Kind of a yikes Colpi? For me.
Oh, yeah? Well, you've been on my nuts for, like, years.
Well, I mean, you continue to invoke...
Finally get to talk.
You continue to invoke the Colpi thing. Yeah, that was kind of a big sea change in terms of... making it seem pretty obvious how irresponsible you are with your platform.
And how
childish crazy. You are fundamentally.
Oh my gosh. You're irresponsible with your platform. You're just jealous because you have no platform. Let's just get that straight. No, niggas that don't got be like, these niggas that got are irresponsible. If I had a platform, I would be a sweetie.
I had a much larger platform than your platform upon a time.
Oh, and, really?
I didn't come all over myself with this obsession over Colpi, this 12,000 follower Twitter user.
Are you white knighting for her?
White knight, knight? No, white knighting for her? I said
years after the fact.
Did you even pay attention to any of my criticisms were of how you responded?
I don't
know.
I don't pay attention.
No, you didn't pay. Okay. Very good.
Yeah. Dude, and by the way, you narrated videos. Don't act like you and I are the same. You fucking narrated gay video essays. We are not the same. I had a bigger following narrating shows about fucking what? The brilliance of SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob SquarePants? I don't get the joke.
Because your video essays are shit, dude.
About SpongeBob SquarePants.
About trivial nonsense. Oh. Well, I'm sorry. What really groundbreaking videos were you making? Enlighten me on some of your video essays, because it's been a few years since I think
right.
that was
well, I'm
on,
not
right?
interested in relitigating that. I'm not going to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
why?
It's a pretty
why?
Stupid
tell us about
rhetorical
your contribution.
Question.
I mean, what exactly
what have you accomplished so profoundly? You've attacked 12,000 follower e-girls because they dated a black dude. That's what you've done. You've managed to get like a bunch of your friends doxxed and have their lives ruined. Is that what you've accomplished? What have you accomplished exactly?
You attacked 12,000 follower little eat girls. Is that what you accomplished?
And then, and then you just do this nasally impression. Like you sound like you have a lot of maturing to do.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So I could be more like you, which is like not successful.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, literally. I got to mature so I could be a crying failure like you. Didn't you used to tweet about how you were like getting drunk and crying all the time? Like, is that mature? Honest question.
Right. Okay. I don't think I've concealed my drinking problem from anybody. I don't think I've ever.
Yeah. Is that mature though? Is that mature to be crying?
Not crying yet. Not crying.
Yeah, you were though. I distinctly remember you tweeting about how you're like drinking and crying. Like that's not mature.
I don't know. That's not true. Do you have that tweet? What is that tweet in question? I've never tweeted about how I was crying.
Yeah, you used to tweet about that all the time. You used to tweet about that all the time.
No, I don't think so.
Real. Dude.
No, not real. Fake.
Yeah, real.
No, not real.
Real.
Not real.
It's real.
No,
it's all
real. It's not real. It's not real.
And listen, listen, Buster. The shit that I gotta put up with. The difference between you and me, I'm a man, all right? I take it like a champ.
You're not even 5'2". You're not even average height.
Yeah, and you're bald. How are you a man? Yeah, and you have not no even head average of hair. Height. So you're not even a man.
I guess the only reason I can tell that you're an adult is because you have a receding hairline. Other than that, your stature, your demeanor, your comportment, nothing about you suggests manhood.
What is my comportment? Hey! You leave my comportment alone, all right?
Yeah.
What do you do with your platform? Attack my 12,000 follower comportment? You child? You knave? How dare you? Why don't you go cry? Why don't you go get drunk and cry?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 that's right. Why don't you go get drunk and cry some more, huh?
Well, better than being a closet case, you know? Better than being a closet case. Much rather an alcoholic than a closet case any day of the week, Nick.
Colby doesn't love me.
Yeah.
Colby, right. I defended you. I stood up.
I mean, you're
him.
The one crying about this.
I stood up.
Years there. Later, years later, you're like, I haven't even invoked the Colby thing. Years later, you're sitting there ruminating on this, like, 12,000 follower e-girl sex life. It's really bizarre. It's a very bizarre. Like you have this weird fixation on sexuality, like the sexuality
Me?
Of your friends. I didn't hear this Jaden space. I didn't barely even know the Jaden guy. But allegedly, you were talking about his genitals and his underwear and these sorts of things. Is that true?
His small genitals. Yes, his small genitals. I mean, his girl's underwear. Correct. You're correct.
That's a very bizarre line of inquiry. Like, what is going on there?
Well, it's a clinical diagnosis, actually. I'm deeply concerned about him. We were able to diagnose him with Klinefelter syndrome, and, you know, we're going to get him the help that he needs, actually. I mean, not that you know anything about helping anybody, but as far as Colby is concerned, I'm tracking her sex life. I'm getting daily alerts. I'm getting daily push notifications on my phone about her.
You're still fixing. Are you still like, are you like contacting her? Are you like from burner phones?
I'm ruminating.
Marinating in it.
Yeah. Ruminating.
Obsessively.
Yes. Yes. You're the one that keeps bringing up her 12.
I joined the space. I joined the space and all you can do is evoke the question of her sex life. It's bizarre.
No, the last thing I remember about you is that you were crying about her. And I remember that she,
like, what are you like? Guy. How much of your like sexuality are you repressing? Because all you do is talk about genitals, tranny chasing black men. I don't like. What is going on with you?
I'm asexual.
No, I don't think that's the case at all.
Why? What are you obsessed with my sexuality or something?
No, I just doubt it.
You're getting daily
push
notifications about my sex life. Exactly. Yeah. I'm an asexual male. I'm on a higher frequency than sex.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sort of like, you know, this sort of like sweaty, touching, gross business. I prefer intellect. I prefer intellect of the
very
mind.
Intellectually LARPing is Kanye West.
correct. Yeah. Hey, you like Kanye too. I'm a bigger Kanye fan.
No, I'm a bigger Kanye fan.
Hell no, you're not. Because yes, Kanye would fucking hate you. Kanye would think you're the biggest pussy ever. Kanye literally raps about beating the shit out of his ex-wife's boyfriend and killing him. And you talk about responsible platform. Kanye would laser you alien.
Yeah, I'm not quite
nigga.
Sure that I'm not quite sure that Kanye would care about the miscegenating of random e-girls either. I don't think that's a very masculine quality, Nick Fuentes.
Kanye would hate you, dude. You're like you're one of these niggas still in high school that he raps about.
No. Kanye and I would be real friends.
Hell
real friends.
No. Dude,
real
Kanye
friends.
Would fucking hate you. Kanye would
no.
slap you
How
in
your
bitch face. He would break your glasses in half.
Dude, you're 5'7". Who are you to talk about, like, you know, physical violence? Have you ever been in a fight? Have you ever been punched?
No.
No, you haven't.
No one's ever tried it. No one's ever stepped in the ring.
Yeah, no, I would rock your shit, Nick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When you're drunk or crying?
I could be in various states of sobriety or inebriation, to be honest with you.
I don't know.
You're right. I might
say that to me in real life and not online.
You know, whiskey. I'm not talking to you. I might swallow half a pint of whiskey and knock the shit out of you, Nick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Would you do it for Culpy?
Yeah, I would defend Fair Maiden's honor. Yes, absolutely.
Would you do it for her black tranny chasing?
Yeah, don't forget the other e-girl, right? Too. Custard Love? The other one that...
Yeah, Hairbrush?
Yeah, Hairbrush Girl? Yeah.
You're going to white knight for her, too?
Yeah, I'm going to use both fists. One for each of the e-girls I'm defending.
One eyeball. Each
one eyeball.
Tears.
Yeah.
Each covered in tears for her. For them.
One Mexican manlet at a time, I will defend the Fair
Let's
Maiden.
Fucking go. This Mexican manlet is a bigger deal than you'll ever be. I hate to break the news to you.
I mean, you have a lot, you've been waning for like 2 years. I don't
really
like, I don't think that you're going to go anywhere. I think you've peaked, and I think that you're kind of frenzied and panicked now because you realize that you're on the decline and that there's nowhere to go now but down.
Well, let's see what happens.
Okay, we will. I mean, we're already observing it in real time. You're already manipulating your like live viewer numbers, as has been disclosed.
Well,
so,
I would say that you would be the expert in declining and falling, considering that 3 years ago you had sort of like a lame video essay channel, and now do a podcast that no one listens to. So I don't know. Maybe I should like take interest in this from a world-class expert on losing professional success, because you have a lot of experience in that.
Well, you know, I've never had my hundreds of thousands of dollars seized by the federal government. I've never been investigated by the federal government. I've never ruined anyone else's lives. So call my content mediocre or what have you, and I'm not even necessarily extraordinarily proud of it. But there haven't been consequences associated
with
it.
You're not proud of your accomplishments.
No, I'm relatively content with myself.
Well, you just said you're not proud of it.
No, I'm just, I'm not. I'm a humble guy. Unlike you, I'm humble.
Well, it's easy to be humble, when you're not stunting on a jumbotron.
Humility is a word.
Hard to be humble
about.
When
you're like Icarus
on a jumbotron.
What?
I said it's hard to be humble when you're stunning on a jumbotron like me.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very physically unimposing person, intellectually unimpressive. I guess I'm not like everyone likes to suck you off and say that you're charismatic or whatever. I'm not sure what a nasally 5'7 Mexican repeating generic insults. I'm not sure what about that is charismatic. Do you think you're charismatic?
Do you think that your YouTube channel failed because you were not charismatic?
No, I don't think so at all.
Why
I'm not going to really relitigate. I'm not really. Why am I? I'm not here to relitigate my YouTube channel.
That's exactly why we're all here. The title of the space is 1791L, The Decline and Fall.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You should meditate maybe on why you're not successful and why I am. And then maybe your life will.
You're
be
successful
better.
At humiliating yourself on a regular
and,
basis.
Like
you're successful
money,
at humiliating your friends. You're successful
money and, like,
at ranting about your friends' and, like, genitalia.
Flying first class and defeating my enemies. Yeah, you're right.
Right.
But seriously, you're. I don't understand your hater mentality. You should look at someone like me. You should look up at me, perched.
Very hard to look up at a 5'7" Mexican manlet.
Well, when
very
I difficult stand on my that. Money, when I stand on my money,
right? Yeah,
I'd be looking down at you from quite the height. And this is the thing. You know, I have success that you don't have. And instead of being bitter and resentful and sort of coping by saying, well, you know, he's just irresponsible, you should seek to emulate greatness when you see it. You should seek to emulate success rather than seething about the dissonance it caused in your mind. That's just a helpful piece of advice for you.
I mean, you go around calling people pedophiles without evidence. You go around accusing people of various things without evidence.
You go around having 1,000 followers on Twitter.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. That's how many followers I have.
Not an account that you've had.
You have 3,000 followers on Twitter because you can't maintain a platform.
How is because it that you, I have you, three no,
because
times
you devote thousands of your followers to harassing random e-girls because you're the leader of a very serious legitimate movement.
This is an anti-e-girl movement. This is anti-e-girl.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know. You don't like men. You don't like women. You like men. You don't want your followers reproducing. You care about the white race. You don't want white men to reproduce. So I'm not really sure what function you really serve.
Destroying e-girls, like you said, ruminating, marinating,
festering, marinating, seething.
More like ruminating deeply and creating very, sort of detailed analysis,
very heady stuff here.
It's true.
Yeah.
You said it yourself. This is a movement that fixates on destroying e-girls, and you're absolutely correct. And listen, we will continue to destroy every e-girl that stands in the way. 12,000 followers, hairbrush, black boyfriend, doesn't matter. None of them will stand in our way.
Yeah, yeah. Irrelevant e-girls are definitely subversives of Western civilization.
Least of all, four-eyed, 1,000 follower Twitter account, failed video essayist such as yourself. You will not stand in our way.
Right. Well, you know, 5'7", manlet, FBI, you know, subject of investigations.
Real.
You know,
that sounds
humiliating
like my life
your
is
friends, destroying everything that you
sounds
touch.
Like my life is
destroying like literal laughing stock in the eyes of everybody. Literal laughing stock.
I don't know.
You have this. You have,
wasn't
you
laughing
have this
today.
Like shrinking like coterie of like cultish obsessives.
I don't know. Wait, cult? Yeah, cult is awesome.
Yeah, awesome, epic.
Yeah. Why is the cult not epic? Please enlighten me.
No. It's pathetic. Your groveling high school fan base is pathetic.
Yeah, well, you don't have a fan base. So how does that feel?
Oh, I'm not a public figure. I'm a private citizen talking to a public figure.
Not
I'm investigative. I'm just
not
investigating
by,
this. I'm just
it.
Curious. I'm just a
you
curious party.
It.
I'm not a public figure, bro.
You tried it. Well, you tried to be. Didn't you have a podcast at one point? Christian O'Brien Show or something like
no,
that?
No, I didn't have a podcast called The Christian O'Brien Show. I did not.
What was it called then?
I didn't have a podcast.
Are you kidding me? You're going to sit here and deny that you had a podcast because it's that big of a failure?
What was my podcast called?
I don't remember. It was years ago.
I didn't have a show.
We both know you had one.
No, I didn't have a show. That's not true.
You absolutely did on Spotify.
No, again, you're going around. You're lying. You're lying about me having a show in the same way that you lie about people being pedophiles.
You did. You had a show.
But,
I mean,
to second what I heard at the end of the other space, I think you're the pedophile.
Okay. Well, you know it. I know it. You had a show. It's curious that you're denying it.
No.
Because you're embarrassed because you tried to do what I did and you failed miserably. And if that's the standard, if that's the measure, then I guess that makes me better than you in almost every way.
Not really.
You tried. You tried. It's not like you didn't try to be a, you know, a public figure. You say, I'm a private individual. Yeah, not by your own choice. I'm not a basketball player. Yeah, not by my choice.
I discontinued producing content. You don't know anything about me at all. You think you do. You know, you've had a few people. We've had a few mutual friends or people we've known.
Wait, who's our mutual friend? I want to know so I can unfriend them immediately.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Anyway.
No, tell me who.
No.
I want to know.
No.
I want to know who lied.
No.
I want to know.
That's how I know about, you know, all of your salacious personal details.
Salacious. Sexuality.
Yeah. That's how I know about all that stuff.
Salacious crumb.
Yeah. Yeah. I have informants in your personal coterie.
Oh, really? My coterie.
Yeah.
Your coterie of e-girls.
Yeah.
My harem
of e-girls based.
Did you ever do it with Culpy? Did you ever do it?
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. No.
Why not?
Well, neither here nor there.
Why not?
Why do you want to know about my sexual proclivities, my sex life? Are you going to take a UV light? Are you going to take a UV light to my mattress next?
Yeah.
Is that why you want to know if I had sex with Culpy?
I'm on your way to your house
right now. No, I'm not going to tell you who I've had sex with. Nick, what's your body count?
Did you have sex with Custard Loaf?
What's your body count, Nick?
Yeah, do you do it with Custard Loaf?
What's your body count? Are you
Did
still a virgin?
Did she reward Nick? You with sex?
Nick, are you
for
still
your
a virgin or not? Nick,
I told you.
Count?
I told you already.
Look,
I am asexual.
Look, I'll answer your questions about my sex life if you answer my questions about yours.
I told you already. I am an asexual male.
Are you okay? You commented on Jaden's lack of, manhood, I guess.
Yeah.
You're 5'7". You're pretty frail. You don't seem very high T. Your voice is very nasally. How big is your dick, Nick?
Large. Significant.
No, it's probably very small. You probably have a small penis.
I'm quite well endowed.
I don't think so.
That's why women remark all the time what a great shame it is.
No, you're projecting your small penis. You're still a virgin, not because you're asexual, because you've transcended such petty things. It's because you don't want a woman. You're such a big public figure with such a little penis that if you were to have sex with a woman, she'd immediately leak. That the great Nick Fuentes has a tiny penis, as short as his stature.
A sort of ruminating large cock, essentially. A sort of ruminating, marinating, sort of massively large penis. Right. Now, I answered your questions about my cock.
I don't believe
it. Now I'd like to ask you.
I don't
now a question for you. Did you do it with Custard Loaf?
No, I didn't. I don't believe it.
Why not?
No.
Why not?
No.
I played along. You asked how big my cock was. It's very
It was big and it's not big though. It's small. It's
now
be
I'm
in
asking
proportion
you,
with the rest of you.
Have you seen my hands? Have you seen the size of my hands? My hands are big.
No, I haven't. No, I haven't seen the size of your hands. No.
My hands, I can palm a basketball, which means I could wrap my cock around a basketball twice.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, you probably do a lot of masturbating to grabbing cocks, right?
Basketballs?
What?
You do a lot of grabbing cocks, don't you, Nick?
What? That's a completely abnormal thing to say. You're asking me about the size of my cock. Now you're asking me about, listen, pal, I told you I was asexual. Please stop coming on to me.
Stop
being irresponsible.
Stop wrapping your fucking irresponsible. Large hands around black.
You are
cotton,
using man. Your platform to harass a 3,000 follower count e-cock. All right, an e-mail.
Hey, you have a 2,000.
And that's your response.
Me, so, you know,
now I want to know, here. Why didn't you do it with Custard Loaf and Culpy?
Oh,
why?
Right.
I want to know why.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Put the UV light away.
Why?
Put the UV light away.
You're dodging
put the UV
questions.
Put
You're
it
dodging
away.
Questions.
Put it away.
You're dodging a question. Why didn't you have sex with me?
Holy shit.
Why not? You did everything you were supposed to, didn't you?
You defended them online.
You talked
so
to them. You gassed them up in their replies. So why didn't you have sex with them, huh?
Yeah, buddy.
You're the one who was like obsessed with their sexuality. Why not?
Were you why
mad
not,
because,
Christian?
Like, they wouldn't have sex with you, Nick?
Why not? Why would they not have sex with you? You why replied would... to them. You united for them.
Nick,
and they had
your,
sex with a hairbrush.
Count,
they had sex with a hairbrush. That's got to be demoralizing, man. She had sex with a hairbrush, and the other one had
Did I defend the hairbrush thing? Did I say that that was all right?
What were your thoughts?
My critique of you was
What's your critique of the hairbrush? That's what I want.
Yeah, my critique of you was that you
what's
were
your
like
critique of the
an
hairbrush,
unserious
though?
Person fundamentally. You're being you're trying to posture as if you're a leader, and you're not. You're not.
Do you endorse having sex with hairbrushes?
Yeah, absolutely. I fucking yeah,
vile,
and combs, and various
vile,
other, you know,
salacious
deodorant,
salacious, yeah. Salacious coterie of hairbrush fucking e-girls. It used to be. It's a disgrace. It's absolutely a disgrace. I ruminate on this filth. Your coterie of hairbrush guzzling e-girls. I will attack them. They're salacious. I will attack these salacious e-girls.
You sound
You're
unhinged.
Right.
You sound unhinged. This isn't funny. This is embarrassing. You're embarrassing yourself. You're smearing shit all over your own face.
What the? You're a sick individual. You should really listen back to this.
Absolutely.
You're talking about smearing shit and grabbing cocks.
you're a fucking sick individual.
You know
that.
Did you say you could wrap
your large hand around your thigh? Isn't that what you said?
I thought I was salacious. You know what?
I thought I was salacious.
But this is another level of salacious. That frankly,
this is outrageous. This is outrageous, Nick.
All right.
I'm outraged right now.
Yeah, I know. Now.
The these comments you're making.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're the guy talking about smearing fecal matter on your face and grabbing.
That's what
cocks.
You're doing. You're embarrassing yourself. You're shitting all over your hands and smearing
what?
It all over your
what
face.
What in the world? What in the the sick imagination on this individual?
Yeah. Vivid.
It's the sort of the same degenerate mind that would see a hairbrush and see a phallus, or see a black male and see a viable partner for a white woman.
Are you really still thinking about that? Like, how often do you think about that in a daily
You're
basis?
The one that came in here defending these
How often do you think
about
no, you're the one no, 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 I was in the listener. No, I was in the
No,
listener.
No, you brought
as
her up.
Private,
you brought her up. You brought up, hey, play
as
the
a
tape.
Private, as a curious party.
You brought up Culpy, did you not?
No, you did. No, you did.
No, no, play the, no, hey, play did. The tape.
No,
you brought her
no.
up.
If anyone, before I joined, if you were to listen to yourself, before I joined a speaker, you brought that up.
No, I brought up Puppy Love. You brought up Culpy.
It was a part of the same thing. It was a part of the same thing.
Got him. Caught in 4K.
No, not
owned,
really.
Owned.
That was the same time period, and it was about the same thing.
Owned. How much
so
of your
why
hair
are you,
do you
why
have
are you
left?
Lying? Why are you lying right
how
now?
Much of your do you, how much of your hair do you have left? You have a lot of it
you,
left.
Are you still better about the fact that your hairline is receding?
I'm curious how much
Isn't
hair
that,
will you post a picture of your hair for us, please?
Oh yeah, I'll go toe-to-toe. I'll go toe-to-toe with you. Hairline.
You'll
hairline.
Go what? Try
toe
getting, to go toe ahead, with try you, getting it out. Hair. Try getting it out. Try
yeah.
getting it out. Yeah, pal. Listen. You wear glasses, you're bald,
you're 5'7",
you're
Mexican.
Fag. You simp for e-girls.
You watch Transform.
No
you watch
you
tranny
have laser
porn.
Eyes in your profile in 2022.
You take UV. Hold on, Nick.
Good
Nick.
God.
Did you actually take a UV light to your friend's mattress?
Which,
did you
frankly,
not do that?
I didn't even think was possible.
Can you comment on the veracity of that? Did you actually take a UV light to your friend's mattress in pursuit of cum?
Listen, all I'm going to say is... A man was ejaculating all over my apartment. We had to clean it up. That's all.
Had to clean it up.
It was honestly a perverse. It was like a crime scene. The stench of
yeah.
It was unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it in my entire life.
So you got on your knees and got close with it. You got on
what
your knees and you took a UV
light
and started staring at it.
Sick.
Fascinated.
These fantasies you've got. Right. You know what, mister? Nobody should let you within 10 feet of any of these
Everyone knows this is what you did. You
perverse
went into this
mind.
Room and then you started
perverse,
desperately
the perverse
seeking
mind
out
of a male feminist.
Like a freak.
What in the world? You're talking about
semen
cum and dicks?
Nick, you're
you got to get your
act.
Head checked out, man. Now, this is salacious. This is salacious stuff here. I brought you in here to have an honest, good faith dialogue. And you come in here talking
yeah,
about
good faith.
Putting
good faith.
Shit on your face and grabbing niggas' cocks. and you talk about how you eat cum for a living. It's just frankly,
I mean, you're 5'7", receding hairline.
It's absolutely disgusting. You know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You take a UV light to other men's cum. You
what in the
you
world?
Start Twitter spaces about your friend's penis size.
Well, listen, the space wasn't about his penis size. It was about the fact that he's trans. It was incidental to the space that his penis size was brought up, but it was relevant. All right.
Yeah.
It was incidental.
You're sick. You're a sick freak. You're twisted, man. You're a twisted individual.
You're right. I am.
Yeah. But not in a cool way. Not in a cool, you know, Joker way. You're just kind of like mentally deficient.
What?
Yes. Not in a cool. No. You're not like, you're not the Joker.
No.
No, no,
no. No, 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 no. It was not supposed to be this way.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're really not as smart as I thought you were.
Okay. This is not. This is really bad. You're doing Batman impressions. You're doing Riddler impressions. This is really cringe. Even by your standards, this is quite cringe.
Nigga be like, you.
What the? What? What? Where'd he go? Is it gone? Is the space gone? Bruh. Oh, no. No. That was so good. Dang. It's gone. This tweet is from a suspended account. They got him.